89-85, 8:30 to go. Up top now, it's Horford. Drives around Whiteside, right to the basket, lays it in. Good aggressive play by Al. The Celtics lead is back now to 6 with 8 minutes to go. The Dunkin' Pick-Me-Up play of the game is presented by the all-new handcrafted espresso drinks from Dunkin', the perfect pick-me-up for your long day. Get any medium latte or cappuccino for $2. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. We chose that because we are joined down low by Al Horford. 21 points and 8 rebounds tonight. And Al, it was a close game all the way through, but Gordon Hayward carried you guys across the finish line tonight.
He was great, making the right plays every time, being aggressive, being assertive, going to the basket. That was great to see from him.
And against this particular team, it doesn't seem to matter who they throw out there. It's always a dogfight with them. You saw that on Monday night. It's very tough to beat a team twice in 3 days. But how do you explain your ability to hold this team off? There's just no give up on this team.
The focus level was great. For these past two games, our group, I feel like, has been really locked in, understanding what we needed to do. We know that they're a hard-nosed playing team, and you know, you have to be physical against them. And I felt like our guys took the challenge. I think probably the biggest game of the game that people won't talk about, but it was that rebound that Terry got there at the end. You know, boxed out Kelly Olynyk, went in and got it. That was a huge play for us, and I feel like that sealed it.
Big Al, Leon here. Hey, talk about what you look for when going against a zone. What is your reason, and how do you feel like you can attack that zone? Because that's what they played most of the time the last two games, and I just wanted to know what was going on. What is your mindset going against a zone?
Yeah, I mean, normally it's to have good ball movement, not get stagnant. I think that when you play against the zone, teams get to just get stagnant and fire threes. And we kept getting the ball in the middle. You know, I got a couple shots there. Some of our guys, other guys got shots as well. And then it's just to move the ball quick, and we want it to be good, crisp passes. And that's how we were able to get some of our threes and kind of, you know, get them to get out of that zone.
All right, Al, now you got the big one, and now you can officially look forward to it. Friday night in Indiana with home court in the first round on the line. Are we making more of this than you guys are?
I think so.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
I think so. You know, we'll go out. You know, we'll go out there. It'll be a great game. But it's just another game.
All right. So you're saying home court really doesn't matter all too much?
No. Home court matters.
Okay.
We want to get home court.
A little insulted from the last backhanded swipe.
No. Home court matters. There's no question about it. But you know, we understand that we just need to go out there and do what we do. And tonight was a great example of that. I felt like, you know, we really stayed in the moment and we got better.
All right, Al, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.